So in Tav Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Gimel. But the other Machabushim of Esau Surim, people which are imprisoned. So Emir Bein had some Sefer Torah. Fila Rosh Hashanah Biyom Kippurim.
Really?
So Ryan Leel was Simon. So Simon Kuflamet Hey. This is the Mordechai, if I recall correctly. Mordechai, yeah. But Mordechai Shita is, except for by Adam Choshev, we don't bring the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaSurim, because the Beis HaSurim is not a Mokum, which is proper. The picture of their picture of the king's dungeon, and would not considered. So it wasn't just a question of tilt the Sefer Torah; it was also a question of there was no Mokum right to put the Sefer Torah. So, on a practical level, there's not so much which is relevant for that halacha nowadays. Mr. Berta says
it's not relevant to our prisons.
Right.
Yeah, so we have Hiram, Dafyomi, Sdarim, everything in the prison. So I don't know if they have Sefer Torah, but
right. So Mr. Cut News, why not listen Kupla Mad Hey, Sif Yudal Bahagoa, Sham Inspire. So he says this halacha has a range of when it applies or doesn't apply. I can't tell you at my fingertips, but I think in the most edusha they quote most of it. Doesn't quote it. So you have to go back there and look. My son Adam Chashav, they do take. The Rambam was sitting in prison. I imagine that
they take for him.
Okay, Dalit. More than make kriyas haTorah l'tkiyas shayfer. If there's a milo, it has to be done. It's done, but after kriyas haTorah, before tkiyas shayfer. Mishmaru sekut yadal. So the Lomotokin Bishal Isle, why do we use it in the ram's horn? To arouse in Shemayim remembrance of the ram brought to the place of Yitzchok. So it's Bris Avraham. Rishmilas first, and then the shofar, which is a kedis, which is reminiscent of a kedis yitzchok. V'oy de milim motzi yosu mitkiyah chetaru damir gabitkiyah shu behukaidim. So there's a discussion in halacha that someone is called motzui. Now we know the tarer b'shenu tarer tarer kaidim. So we have two mitzvahs, one which is it happens on a regular basis, a moment only happens occasionally. So the tarer goes first. That's something which is scheduled to happen on a regular basis. A meal is not scheduled to happen on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's not, but on the other hand, it's motzi. It happens more often than tkiyas shofar. So something which is motzi, does it have a loch of tadir or not? So the Gemara says over here that it does have a loch of tadir compared to something which is less common, so it's as in a tadr b'shen, a tadr tadr kodim. The place we have that discussion, a person's holding at the end of a meal, and he's about to say brein afoshes, and he uses the bathroom. So is there any kedima in regards to the brein afoshes versus the asher yatzar? Do you say, since it's a general person, you can't say one is more scheduled than the other, neither is scheduled. But on the other hand, we say the average person says the Shayot Tzar more than he says Brain of Foshas. He goes to the bathroom more times than he's saying after having meals. Maybe nowadays not because people graze the whole day. But the person we're talking about, a person who have two meals a day, three meals a day, he would say Brain of Foshas once, twice a day, and that was about it. Shayot Tzar was more common. So, but it's a case of Motz. Do you give a preference to one which is more common or one is less common? Neither one is more scheduled. So you can't refer to it as Tadir in the sense of being scheduled. It's a question of Motz. Instead of doing the bris milah in the shul, some places they do the bris milah at our child's home. So then we're not going to interrupt the davening, run to the child's house, do the meal, then run back to the shul and blow the shofar. So in that situation, ma'alan achar yitziyah mesa knesses, you finish the whole davening, tia shofar and musaf, and after musaf, you go to the child's house and do the meal. Kadesh al yiyah tircha the tzibura leilach sham. We don't want to be to leave the shul, go to the child's house, do the meal there, and then come back to shul. Come on, we may not buy his rochik mesekneses. But eventually, yeah, shows harbe b'tercha tzibur. Doesn't add a lot of time or tircha. He lives two doors down from the shul. He would recommend doing the meal first to give Kleisel the merit of bris milah when a person goes to Kiyas Shofar, and that'll override the minimal tircha which is involved of going two doors down.
Right.
So you blow between Kriyas HaTorah and Tkiyas Shofar, your base. Mishabah Shein Shom Tkiyas Shofar. So Malin Acher Ashrei. We do it before Mosif, but after Ashrei. V'acher Amil Abir Chosel, Armin Mihal. Then after they... I'm sorry, Tzvi, what?
Why are we talking about the word before Shosni Ashrei Yotzon in Targum?
Because Mishabah raises the question of Bris Mila versus Tkiyas Shofar. Bris Mila is not really a Torah, it's a Motzah. It's not scheduled. It's not regularly scheduled, but it's more common. Okay. So the first sheet he says over here is that the proper thing to do is to say Ashrei, do the Mila, say the Birkas Brochas on the Mila, and then say Yahalu, take the Tzibur Torah back, and then Musaf. That is the Magen Avraham. So then the Ayur Rabba comes along and says, no. The mice of the Kaddish, which we say before Musaf, is supposed to be said, we say words of Torah beforehand to allow us to say the Kaddish. And the words of Torah we say beforehand is the paragraph of Ashrei. So, which is why halachically the rub darshan between before Musaf is very questionable in halacha, because you're really interrupting you're saying kaddish without any psukim beforehand, unless the rub would end off with you know saying some psukim b'tzibur, which doesn't always happen. So over here to schedule the bris milah after Ashrei, which the Ashrei was instituted to be what you're saying the Kaddish on going into Musaf. That's where it was going on. So it would be improper to do that. So the correct thing to do is to do the meal before Ashrei.
What about the fact of bringing back the Torahs in between Ashrei and the Kaddish then?
Right, so that's not a problem. That's a minimal amount of time, and it's all part of the process of the Tefillah. Okay.
Why should you do the bris just?
We're doing the
bris. Putting the Sefer Torah back.
Okay. The Magen Rama says you do it after Ashrei before you put the Sefer Torah back. So the Rabbah says that's wrong, because then there's a big interruption between Ashrei and
first
the Kaddish.
Tkiyas Shofar.
We're talking on Shabbos, there's no Tkiyas Shofar. We're talking on Shabbos, there's no Tkiyas Shofar. Because Chal Mila B'Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. Okay, so when it comes out on Shabbos, we don't have a minhag like this. There is a piyut called Yom L'Yabosho, or Yom L'Yabosho. So there's a minhag which people had, they would say that. Wait, there was a bris. So now, I've seen it, that some people say it by the Suda. But the real minhag was to say part of davening. So where would you say it? So, you say it, Kadam Siyam Birchas HaGula. You would say it in the bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. So you end up with Goal Yisrael. You would say add a period in over there. Shu Shevach Alamin. The minhag is not to say it at all. I'm not sure why. Kol echad nohag k'shahaya moyel b'Rosh Hashanah. This, the Taz quotes that there is a minhag by one gadol. If he was the moyel, and he was also the Baal Tekiah, v'kinach piv acher hamila. He left the blood of the mila in his mouth. He didn't clean it. He didn't wipe it off. He blew the shofar with that dam still in his mouth. The arv mila b'shofar, to combine the mitzvah of dam mila together with the mitzvah of the kiyush shofar. V'nirash af al b'kena, I understand the motivation to do so. But still, you can have piv mibachutz. A person would have to wipe up his mouth. V'gam yirchitz yodov, and his hands also. Yishum kabad abroch. That person should say kavod habracha. They should say it properly. Now take a look at the Sharetzi and Yud Gimel. So we say in davening what's I'm thinking? Some people refer to Sichas of Rabbi Shoshana as Sichas Chabris. Right, because there's a piyut schar bit Avraham v'akedas Yitzchak v'shev shuzol Yaakov v'shev lamat shemach, which is written by I think of Sadjagoin, if I recall correctly. So some people in a minute they would say schar, so we say schar bris Rosh Hashanah. We say it, our minute is to say it in Slichas, Nusach Ashkenaz of Slichas, we say it, we add it in on Erev Rosh Hashanah and on Sam Gedalia and on the on Yom Hey Vesesh Mitzvah, the day before Erev Yom Kippur, in most cases. So in a case where you have a meal on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, somebody had a minute to add into the piyutim of Chazaras Hashatz the piyut of Schar Bris. Okay, so where do you so on Yom Kippur you say it in after you say the all of the different slichas, let me say the paragraph of Schar Rachamecha. Al no, so says Lanachatos Hashanah Shachatonu, and you say right there, you say that paragraph is Schar Rachamecha. So they would add in Schar Bris right over there. Schar Bris of Moshe Shar Marta, you say the piyut of Schar Bris. But in Rosh Hashanah, some people added in Rosh Hashanah also. So Mishabura says in the Shartina says Yigimel Mashal Itakti Mashal Kosev the Shabbos Enam Apizim Bishil Amila Schar Bris. They didn't say on Shabbos, they wouldn't say Schar Bris. So wherever they said Rosh Hashanah, they would, in the Chazaras Hashatz, in Zichronos, they would say it, they would add it in before the Siyam HaBrach. They would say it not on Shabbos, but on the weekday. Because of the Shayyam Ein Noigim L'Omer Klau. So you don't say it at all. Now, the Mishabura later on will mention that during the Sesame Tshuva, if we have a Bris Mila one of the days of Sesame Tshuva, we will add it in. We'll add it in the Slichas. But over here, so the minute is not to say it. Actually, it's interesting to him because the Mattel's, we said it. I remember there was a Bris on Yom Kippur, there was a Bris on Rosh Hashanah, not the same year. But over the years, I experienced both of those phenomena. And we added in a Schar Bris. So he says the minhag is not to say it. It's that the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not nowadays. The minhag isn't. There's no. The minhag is not the same. So. Simon Tavku Pehe Berchus Hashayfer. Certainly, this guy Muhammad Aleph, the person has to blow the shofar standing up. And no, you're going to scare Allah Bima, but Malkim Shakarim. We blow the shofar by the Bima. Aleph, this guy up. Bechen a bracha, certainly, yes, by Mina, can we call Berchus a mitzvah? Because they have a Simon Ches Sif Aleph. Berchus a mitzvah in general have to be said standing. So, Chazal Darshan actually has smachta. It says the word. Remember the pasuk referring to Achel Kavish Bakama to Chelis Barshi B'Shavas. You want to count the Sfiras Omer. So Darshan Kama means Bekarmis, if you're standing up. No, then it's a Sartam Lachem. Darshan by Sfiras the pasuk. That we learn from there to other places. That when you say Berachas Mitzvah, you're supposed to be standing. Berachas Hashachar Mikra that can be said sitting. You know, it's like we'll stand up for Berachas Hashachar. There's no halacha you have to stand up for Berachas Hashachar. Shem Sana Sefavino, etc. There's no dinner standing up. Zukev Kefufim, the Gemara's more so that the Gemara's very clear that they would actually say it's sitting. The dinner of the Gemara, you would say Berachas Hashachar as they happened. You wouldn't be misad all over the mitzvah knesses. Nowadays, I mean, because the way to mitzvah knesses, people aren't a bucky, people aren't necessarily clean, you have to wash your hands, they would just be misad on mitzvah knesses. But with dinner of the Gemara, you would say it as you were going along. So a person would put in his clothing, he would make a bracha, a mafi shabu. Right? So, and then, it says he would sit up from bed, because they would get dressed, they would sleep without clothes. So they would get dressed under the covers. You'd sit up, you'd say Matir Asurim, and you'd stand up, you'd say Zukev Kefufim. So apparently the brachas you say before, you say sitting down, obviously. So the brachas Arkham can be said sitting. The brachas Mitzvah has to be said standing. Mumad. The Siv, Yom Shro Yelachem, if you don't Milachem, the Gavi Armor. The same by Armor is Lachem, Lachem, as he says, Kama, we darshan Kama, you have to be standing. So who I didn't we learn that Kishaber should be said not standing. As you're standing. Because the Magan Ram
like what other
Rach
the
Brachas. Like Brisa Sirsa prepared. Because the Magan Ram the Fiza ain't Lismach al Shum Dover, but even she mean not it's a Dover Yipo. The definition of standing means that you shouldn't be leaning. If you're leaning on an item significantly to the point that if the support would be removed, the person would fall. That's not called standing. That's called the equivalent of sitting, because he's not standing independently. He's being supported. So you shouldn't lean on something to the extent that if the support is removed, you would fall. So minazucha shuba ki yeshiva. That's called sitting. We call walking, but even after talking miyushim, the garmi is yotze mikra. Then even if you call the keys to miyushim, so the whole thing was done sitting, but even you yotze. The cross mouth of Balma, who will chatzil. It's not a full drasha that there's a chiyuv that you have to do this. It's an asmachta. It's an in the rabbanu. But tiyav rasham matkiyus, lahitrichem lamed. Fine. Mishum Kabbalah Tzibur. So even though the Baal Tkiyah should stand for Tkiyah Shafer, but the Tzibur Mikir Adin is a lot of sit. Chazal, or not Machai of the Tzibur to stand, the Kabbalah Tzibur that they, you know, Yamashriach them. Begam, furthermore, Kiasidim Lishmaya Me'umar Tkiyahs. Shall say the bracha, shall mach his zechernes. They'll hear tkiya standing, so that's good enough. So mikra than the tzibur does not have to stand. However, mashal nogu at tzibur lamed kulam gam mashas at tkiya shekutagim kadem musaf. Even tkiyas which are done before musaf, the minhag is to stand. Now, Bishop Cain, now Chazal and Halacha, even after the minim came to stands, we still refer to the first set of the kiyas as kiyas de miyoshev. Kiyas when you are seated. Well, you're not seated. No, it's not a problem. Why? Whereas, the key is what you say during the Dor Sashat, you must stand. However, a person is being yotzei, he's only hearing one set of the kiyas. The person's ill, you're just going to blow 30 carols, etc. If he can stand, he should stand. Because the argument why you don't have to stand is because you're not much sheikh to tzibur. He's a yachin. Or because he's going to hear later on, during Chazar Shashat, stand him. Well, he's not doing that either. So he has to stand. And Shabur mentioned, so they're assuming, the Ramal mentioned that you blow by the beam. Makam Shakar. So we use the makam where we lay and we learn Torah from as this place that we should blow shofar from. That schus of the Torah should go with us to protect us. Okay. The person who is chosen to blow should be a person who is fitting for the position. But we don't want machlokes. And the minimal amount that he should know to have in mind when he blows, he's being much of the tzibur with the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So we'll override our tzaddik's right because of machlokes, but you can't give it to somebody who's not going to know that you have to be much of people, or that you can't train him to do that.
What do you mean we override tzaddik's right?
The Shabbat is saying you should give it to a tzaddik b'hagun, unless there's machlokes. So we have Tzadik B'Hagan over here who wants, which we should give Shetki Shabbat to. But so-and-so says he has a chazaka, and he didn't... Nah, 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 nah. So you don't want to like it. So he's like, give it to him. Fine, give it to the other person who claims he has a chazaka. But he has to be able to blow properly. He knows how to blow properly. So, but he has to be able to have in mind too much of the Sibra. He doesn't understand that. Because he can't blow. Base. Kadim Shayiska Yvorech Lishmoya Kerl Shofar Yvorech Shechiyon. You make two brachas. Yishmoya Kerl Shofar. Brachat Hashem Akedim Achalom Shechisham Tzomet Sivonu Lishmoya Kerl Shofar. And we also make a bracha Shechiyon. May Hagobin Chilik Beinim Yvorech Leatzmoy. Either way, he's going to say two brachas. He says Shechiyonu. He already said Shechiyonu. Yeah, but now the reason why you're blowing again is because it's somebody else who wasn't yotzei. You know, you can be, if whatever reason they don't make a bracha themselves, you can be mitzvah that. Now, Mr. Brewer will point out if the Shemeya is a person who's able to make the brachas himself, let them make the brachas. Yitzchak Tashrat Gimel Pamim, Tashrat Gimel Pamim, V'Tarat Gimel Pamim. So the key is to Miyoshev. So we learn Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tarat. So the key of Shvorim, the race stands for Teruah. He can't use the top because he was tough for the key. So the race stands for Teruah. So it's Kia, Shvorim, Teruah, Tkia, three times. Tkia, Shvorim, Tkia, three times. Tkia, Teruah, Tkia, three times. So how does Gebet Sadimin? A person who knows how to blow, holding the shofar on the side of his mouth, the right side of his mouth, as opposed to the middle. And he will blow it in the middle. So if a person is able to hold, if he's able to blow with the shofar on the right side, he should do so. And the top of the shofar should be facing up. The opening should be facing up. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Barus, a couple of dollars. But Salomon, Shalyarma, Liskaya, Bishofar. The bracha isn't to blow the shofar. The mitzvah isn't to blow, the mitzvah is to hear. A person would blow for whatever reason, he couldn't hear. His ears were had earplugs in them, he couldn't hear what he blew. He blew, but he didn't hear it. No, he did the mitzvah, he blew shofar. No, he didn't do the mitzvah because the mitzvah is not to blow shofar, the mitzvah is to hear shofar. Because his brother said, Matavka Pezayan, I show. So that halacha that if a person blows and doesn't hear is not yotze, that's later on. Well, you remember Bikol Shofar, you don't say Nishmoya Bikol Shofar, to hearken to the voice of the Shofar. Right? The Master Allah says, it means you're going to then hearken for his request. So you're taking on the Shofar as you, somebody, as a being that you're going to take care of. That's what Nishmoya, I will, to be Shema Bikol means to listen to the message that they're giving and then respond appropriately. So you're lowering yourself to that message. So that's what that would mean. That's not the point. You know, that may be, you know, symbolistically, but the point is to blow shofar. And then to hear shofar. We have any birach liskaya bishofar or yal tkiya shofar or lishmoya b'kol shofar. The person wrote liskaya bishofar as opposed to lishmoya b'kol shofar. So he said to blow, not as opposed to hear. Or he said, those are the three options. He's got Bishofar, Altkiya Shofar, or Shema Bikol Shofar. Now, Altkiya Shofar is an interesting question. What do we do? We have different brachas. Some brachas we say with a lamed, the Gipoya Mezuzah, the Honiatul, and some brachas we say with an al, with the word al. We said the Hisatep, we also say the Taoskan, al mitzvahs. Or tefillin, you have two brachas, and then almitzis tefillin. So, if a person would say, so the more mentions this fact that sometimes you say with the lamas, and you say with the word al, the more doesn't come up with a clear explanation of what the division of labor is. It's Gemara Pesachim in the first parak. The Ran makes one suggestion. He says that mitzvahs which are incumbent upon the person themselves. They can't make a shliach, they can't pass it to somebody else, use a lama. To do it, the mitzvah, I must do it. The mitzvah which I can be yotze a shliach, so it's all mitzvahs. I can fill the mitzvah, even I didn't do it personally, but I made a shliach. He has questions on it, obviously. So Tulin, he says, yeah, we say lohaniach, we say all mitzvahs, since we need to take a second bracha. And then it doesn't make sense to use the same bracha again. So over there we use the word al, even though it wouldn't necessarily. Al is very inclusive. It means anyway you do the mitzvah, which would indicate you can even do al yedei shliach. But the point is that it's inclusive as opposed to the lama. Lishmoya is exclusive. You are the one who's going to do it, right?
Is that how Lubavitch and stuff gets really into doing tefillin for other people because of the al?
That's cured. So we said, well, al is not improper. It just doesn't get that extra message that it must be done through you. But other cases, we have a choice. So maybe lishma kol shofar makes much more sense than al tkiya shofar, al mitzvah shofar, al shmiya kol shofar, because it's you, something that you must do. So you use lashon of lishma. Because b'diyam, if you said al, you'd be yotze. So they said the Skarber Shofar, the issue was Tkiya versus Shmiya, or Al Tkiya Shofar, which has you changed from Alamah to the word Al, and you also changed from Shmiya to Tkiya. Or the Shema Bikol Shofar, which the other point is the Shema, to be Shema Bikol is to listen to somebody. You know, I accept your authority, every man. I do as you command me. That's called being Shema Bikol. So that doesn't make sense over here. No, but you have a, it's close, you know, people understand what it means. So those would be shows which are Yotze. Okay. New question. Im not lu ha-shofar b'em satkiyas, v'vi eloi shofar acher, ein tzarech l'vorek. So the mitzvah isn't on the shofar, the mitzvah is the shmiyah. So if you bring a second shofar, I already make a bracha on the first one. Go to, it's a no bad. Person wears one talus, and then they take the talus away. He had no intent to switch, and something happened. The talus, the tore, ripped, whatever, takes it off, and puts a new talus on. He says, well, it's a new mitzvah. So a new shofar is a new mitzvah. The answer is no, because the mitzvah isn't the shofar. The mitzvah is the cow. Right? So there is no reason to make a new bracha. Avo. If the person would make the bracha, the shmaya kol shofar, and then whatever reason that shofar didn't work, and they had to go bring him a different shofar, and he didn't have the other shofar there with him, so we say that is a problem. That's considered that he intended to do the mitzvah right now a certain way, and it's not going to happen. So it wasn't his intent for the mitzvah. So he has to. If they can do bracha when they bring in the different shofar. So what we do is usually the Baal Tekiah, if he plans to have other optional shofaris, but to all of them in the vim at the same time. So they're all included in the bracha. It means to blow a shofar with any one of these shofaris which are over here. I'll tell you a good story. I heard from Rebbe Zatzal. I didn't hear from heard about Rebbe Zatzal from one of his talmidim. He once went, he was taken to a group of children which had done extracurricular learning. They learned all the Taryag Mitzvahs, second graders. They learned all the Taryag Mitzvahs. So he gave them a test. So it was beginning the so he asked on the boys, is there, you know, says, tell me, is there a mitzvah to blow the shofar? The boy gives this blank look. So he said, they go so hard, there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. One boy said, yes. The boy said, says, no, there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar, there's a mitzvah to hear the shofar. Obviously had tremendous hanoah from the second grader, got it, that clarity. The mitzvah isn't to blow, the mitzvah is to hear. Okay, so even a person is ready with yotze and he's been blowing for somebody else, he can make two brachos. So I mentioned, you've been learning it just now, so that if you have another option, if he's ready yotze and the person who's listening is able to say on his own, it would be more appropriate that the shomim would make the bracha as opposed to the Baal Tekiah. Unless they don't know how to. Then obviously it could be moitzim. Okay. So that's the Kirithim. So this is a quote over here, he brings from the Magen Avraham. The minigalim is to make always have the Baal Tekiah be moitzis the shomim, and we can't protest that, which means Mr. Bura doesn't. It's not necessarily saying that's correct, and if you have an option, you should do otherwise. But we, you know, so if they go visit a person who's ill, and they need Tekiah Shofar, and the person who's blowing already blew. He blew in shul. Now he heard in shul. Now he's going to visit this person to blow for him. So really, the shomayah should make the brachos, not the Baal Tekiah. If the shomayah can't make a bracha on his own, for whatever reason, Baal Tekiah would be. Now later on, we'll see the Rambam says when it comes to blowing for women. Right, so women are not chayav in the mitzvah b'chlal. So he can't say he should make the bracha. They might say that because they're not. He's making a bracha, which he has no chiyuv to do. They want to make a bracha. That's their business. So they, so the women should make their own bracha. That's what we do in there. There's no reason we can't be motzia.
So at the yeshiva, when they do the special dot, the special blowing for the women,
the ladies,
there's no bracha.
No, what happens over there in the yeshiva, they do is that the person who blows is yotze there.
It's yotze.
They blow before tekiahs. Women's tekiahs, the women's, what we do is we blow during the kiddush. One of the men doesn't go make kiddush, then he blows for the women. So he blows for them. He's blowing before the yeshiva blew tekiyas. He's yotze his own tekiyas then. So he makes it a bracha. But I don't know, he'd blow afterwards. When we make their own. We'll see that one. That comes up later. So a person is not sure if he did the mitzvah or not. So obviously, he has to do the mitzvah himself. If you don't make a bracha, it's kevin mavarech. That's number one. Let's say it's Yom Sheni. He's not sure if he blew. It's Yom Sheni. He blew the first day. Then he knows. Second day, he doesn't remember if he heard Sharifa or not. Yom Sheni, Sheni, Elam, he did reserve him in Sarah Liskaya, did reserve him in Lahaka. Mishabur Paskins, if he's not sure on day two, if he did the mitzvah, so he doesn't have to do it. Just the brothers of Kula. Okay. Yiska Tashrat, give up Hamim Thomas, said, is there any like a moment to talk to Kutsari? He said, we get to the hill of Tekia, the actual hills of Tekia, well, why are we blowing what we blow? It's at Yamin, Shalpi, he blows on the right side, Mishal Nasiva, Satan, Ermel, Yamin, or the seat, so the Satan is on the Yamin, so we're going to blow the Shefer on the Yamin to, as it were, override the Satan. If a person is able to blow on the right, he should blow on the right. If he can't blow on the right, a shofar on the tzad smo. So if a person can't, so he blows in the middle or even on the left. And not only is that a person can blow on the left, somebody can blow on the left, but the pishofar faces towards the right. So it comes out of his mouth on the left, but the opening is facing to the right. So no, even if he's blowing on the left, the pishofar is facing left. So there's no element of right at all, still, maker than that's kosher. So obviously you don't blow down, but you can blow out. Right, the opening mouth is facing this way. So no, the opening mouth should be facing up. Okay, let's do Gimel. Im hiskol iskar vol yochel hashim yashim alka. The person started the blow and he's not able to complete all the blowing. Somebody else should take over. Even if it ends up being three or four people, they don't need to make a new bracha. However, who she Yushom talking about Karnim b'shas bracha. When he said the bracha, he was going to the whole tzibur. So they said the bracha already. They were all there when he said the bracha. So they don't have to repeat the bracha again. But let's say they weren't there when he said the bracha. Right. So that's different. That'd be a different story. Philip Berich will yochel iskar klal. She doesn't care about a bracha. But how we bracha over tov. The person makes a bracha. And every answer is a man, and he can't get a sound out. So somebody else takes over. Let's say the person does not say a bracha, because again, everybody else was yotzi with his bracha. So the new tekeah, the second tekeah, is also yotzi with the bracha. So he made a bracha that he didn't do any mitzvah. So his bracha over tolo. He did a mitzvah. He made a bracha. Eventually, he did the mitzvah. It took a little bit of time. You're a dire bracha. The bracha that he said included everybody, including this person who's blowing now. So let's say that they missed the bracha. Okay, so they missed the bracha, and they ran in mamash right before the teams. So they make their own personal bracha. Now then, they didn't do that yet, and also the fellow, the sound's not coming out. So he goes up, he has to make a new bracha. He wasn't yet with the first bracha. So he'll make another bracha at that point in time.
Why?
Can't be in there? If he's ready, let's say he ready was yet with the cloud, so there's no need to make a bracha again. The tzibur just heard the bracha, they're yet with that. When if the first person blew and couldn't get any sounds out, the seventh time took over, is that a bracha batala? Because the second person who's blowing used the bracha that he said for the purpose of tekiyah shofar. So it's not a bracha batala.